The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. During this past week, I was gone from the parish. I was on vacation out in Colorado in the mountains with some brother priests, enjoying the snow and enjoying the mountains, skiing a little bit, enjoying a lot of time in the hot tub, which was much nicer to my body than the skiing was. And we all came back with all of our limbs and nothing broken. So we will call that a success. But on part of the trip, we were using this phone app called Slopes. It tracks your GPS as you're going down the mountain, and it can kind of judge how fast you're going on different runs or how many runs you take in total in the day. So, of course, being somewhat competitive, especially with my younger brother, Father Garrett, we would compare at the end of the day who had the most runs and who went the fastest. And sadly, since he's in much better shape than I am, he usually did better than me. For the record, there was one day that I went faster than him, but that's not important. But I realized on our last day there that I was becoming very, very focused on what the Slopes app was tracking on how many runs I was taking, if I could keep going, and if I could go a little bit faster on certain places on the mountain. And I took a little break and looked up and just realized, like, that's not really the point at all of this trip. It's nice to be able to see these things and maybe compare them in a fairly friendly way. But if the point of this vacation, of this week, is just to see who can go the fastest or who takes the most runs, well that's kind of silly. And I looked up and I just enjoyed the beauty of God's creation, the beauty of the mountains out there, the snow that was falling down. I realized that the point was just to be present. And yes, enjoy the skiing as much as my body would allow me to. But the point wasn't all the stuff that this silly app was tracking. The point was to enjoy the time away, was to enjoy the time in God's creation and enjoy the time with these brother priests. And after that, I enjoyed the rest of the trip and knew I had to come back and preach about this. So I said, how does this connect to the baptism of the Lord? But I realized that in this beautiful scene that we have with Jesus in the waters of the Jordan, that God the Father is proclaiming some really important things to us. In many ways, this is the first time that God is revealed as a Trinity, as three distinct persons present in one moment. There's the distinct dove of the Holy Spirit, there's the voice of the Father, and there's Jesus standing there in the waters of the Jordan River. It reveals to us that he's always a communion of persons. But he also shows that Jesus himself, as Christ and as the Son of God, is pleasing to God the Father. That Jesus, in and of himself, it is pleasing and joyful to the Father to see Jesus, yes, receiving this ritual cleansing in the waters of the Jordan River. But just being the beloved Son is what is pleasing to God the Father. That it had nothing to do with what Jesus had already done. Because frankly, in this part of the, where we're at in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus hasn't done really much of anything. He was born, which we celebrated a few weeks ago at Christmas. He spent basically 30 years in Nazareth, just with Mary and Joseph, presumably helping and loving people, but nothing that's written about in the scriptures, nothing that brings about our salvation or fixes the problem of evil and sin in the world. And yet before Jesus does any of his miracles, before he shows the power of God, before he offers us forgiveness in his death on the cross and his resurrection from the tomb. Before all of that, the Father says, Jesus, you are my beloved Son, and I am pleased with you. Brothers and sisters, we are invited into that same relationship through our own baptism. That being united to Jesus, we're brought into the family of God. But I think so often we feel like God is a very demanding parent or a very demanding boss at work. That he's never quite satisfied with the things that we have done. Maybe it's good that you've received the sacraments, but have you really taken care of this sin or that problem? Well, sure, you help your family and your neighbors when you can, but have you taken care of this problem or that problem in the world around you? And I don't mean that we shouldn't continue to strive to do more, to be more like Christ, but I think often the Lord just wants us to know that we are pleasing to him. We're pleasing to him not because of anything we do, not because we're doing enough stuff to be like Jesus, not because we've conquered certain personal sins or struggles, but simply by being his beloved sons and daughters. By living out of that relationship with God our Father, that's what actually pleases him and brings him great joy. Because I think that's the example that he wants to show us in Jesus Christ. That from the time in the baptism in the Jordan, that's when he goes out and begins his ministry. That he goes out to preach and to teach. He goes out to heal and to cure the illnesses of others. He goes forth to correct the Pharisees and the Sadducees and even to preach the gospel in front of the Roman officials. He goes and does all that not to earn God the Father's praise and love. He does all that not to go and to prove that he is a good son, worthy of whatever God the Father wants to give him. But instead, all of those things flow out of his relationship with God our Father. Flows out of his prayerful relationship as the Son. That he says, if I am truly a son with whom the Father is well pleased, I actually have to reject all the stuff that is of the world and of the empire of the evil one. It's when St. Ignatius of Loyola was really working out the discernment of spirits, he saw everything as kind of a choice between the banner of God and the banner of the devil. And he said, it's not just about proving to God that we're on the right side as if we need to earn his love and praise. But instead, it's about looking at our life and seeing there are some things that lead us towards sin and evil, that put us into the kingdom and under the banner of the devil. And if we don't want to do that, we have to seek out the things that are of God our Father, that imitate Jesus Christ. The primary way we do that is through prayer. Because in prayer, we don't just come to God and ask for the things that we need. But oftentimes we're reminded of our relationship with God the Father, that he is pleased by us. Not because of the things that we do, but simply because of our relationship to him through Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I think on this feast of the baptism of the Lord, that's what God wants to remind us of today. Through the birth of Jesus in the world, he starts to reveal and show us who God is, but also who we can be if we're united to Jesus. That we too can be part of that beloved family of God. That as his beloved sons and daughters through the grace of baptism, united to God over and over again through the gift of Jesus's body in the Eucharist, in that way, we too can be pleasing to God our Father. Not primarily because of the things that we do. Not primarily because of the problems we fix or the ways that we are like Jesus in the world. But we're pleasing to God primarily because of our relationship to him. That as his sons and daughters, we can start to bring his light to the nations, overcoming the darkness of sin and evil in our world, making it more like the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray today that through the grace we have received in baptism, we can live as those beloved sons and daughters of God. That through our prayer life, we can always be reunited to God our Father. We can always receive that love that he wants to give us as sons and daughters. Especially that we don't become so preoccupied about what we have done or what we haven't done. Like my trip to the mountains wouldn't become defined by how many miles an hour I could go down the mountain, or how many runs I took compared to my younger, much more active brother. Instead, it could be defined by simply being there and enjoy the gift that God had given me. Let us pray that through the grace of baptism, we can live as his beloved sons and daughters, always realizing that because of that relationship, we are well-pleasing to God, our Father.